Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Christina Pei. She is with the USU Extension Office here in Carbon County. And a lot of great programs and workshops and fun things like that coming up. And we always like to get her to come in and kind of bring us up to speed on everything that's going on down there. So, Christina, how are you today?
I'm good, Dave. Thanks.
Anytime. Come on in and let's talk about. These are all really fun workshops that you guys put on for members of the county, and just go and enjoy them and have fun and maybe even learn something.
Hopefully.
But now, the first thing you wanted to touch on is 4-H and clover buds. So Give people a little bit of idea of what clover buds is.
Okay. Well, clover buds is kind of the introduction to 4-H. It's for youth who are in kindergarten through second grade. And we have activities that are planned monthly, twice a month actually, for clover buds. And we, our registration is opening today for clover buds, the enrollment. So just for the month of September, the enrollment fee is $5 for the whole month. First of October, it goes back up to $10. But for this month, it's $5. Plus, there's a $10 activity fee. It's a yearly fee. That's all that will. They'll have to pay for the full year of activities. Plus, at the end of our regular year, I guess you'd say, we have a clover buds summer day camp, which is a lot of fun for the kids. So if you're interested in clover buds, contact our office and we can give you the information on how to sign up. You can also go to 4-HZ Suites. And I'll hopefully give you the information and you can post it on your website.
We can definitely do that. Yeah. Okay. And then the $5 is for... It's for the whole year, though, right?
It's really just covers kind of a little insurance policy.
And what is it normally? Like 10. In October, it'll double.
Yeah, then. Yeah, just to 10. And it's, for the whole year. So.
Okay. And 4-H is a great program. They do a lot of great things, different things. I know every time that Delana comes in and talks about 4-H, you guys are always coming up with a new club or a new program or something. So, I told her, I says, when I heard 4-H, when I first heard about it, it was always, ag stuff and agriculture.
Right.
It's not that anymore. It's far from it.
No,
still a part of it, but
it
it's
is.
Not.
It is. And we explore a whole range of activities. In fact, in Clover Buds, they get a kind of a taste of everything from home and community to STEM, to gardening, to cooking. I mean, just the whole realm of anything you can think of. And these little clover buds get to try all of them and see which ones that they like. And I do need to mention that Castleview Hospital has very generously donated to our clover buds program so that we can keep the costs low. And so, again, the yearly activity fee is only $10, and that covers two activities a month from September through June. And includes the camps. So
lots of fun. Lots of fun there,
yes,
in 4-H. And one of the things you talked about as far as 4-H is concerned is cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And your quick and easy cooking classes are getting ready to come back. And there's going to be a little change this year.
There is, just a little bit. We're going to change the time until 7 p.m. So our quick and easy cooking is to teach everyone that they can cook and to cook with confidence. And so beginning in September on the 21st at 7 p.m., we'll have our first quick and easy cooking class. It's going to have the theme of tailgating favorites. And we will show you healthy ways to make some great tailgating food and meals that you can share with your family and friends. And we invite everyone to either join us in person in our USU Extension classroom or online. And we have a YouTube channel that we'll be broadcasting from and also have our recordings on so that anybody anywhere can join us. If you come in person, we will have everyone register on Eventbrite so that we can get a good head count. But we invite you to come out and learn how to make these things and taste the finished product.
And that's what I was going to say. If you come out to the classes, you really make it worth their while.
We do. We do. They get to not only see the things being made, they're also going to get to help participate this year in making some of these things, our studio audience, and participate in tasting and eating the food that's prepared so that they can take those things home and share with family and friends.
There you go. And what a great, now that I just think about that, what a great date night.
Really?
If you're married and you're just looking to get away for a minute, just go to these cooking classes and take those together. It's just something that you can share together.
Absolutely.
So, and you sign up for those on Eventbrite, you said?
On Eventbrite, yep.
Okay. And then another thing that you've got, and this is going to go all the way through this year and into next year. You guys are always doing workshops up there.
Yeah.
And you said that this time around you're going to have 2 workshops a month. One of them will be virtual and one will be in person. And the first one actually is coming up pretty soon. When's that?
That's right. It's going to be on September 13th and 14th, 6:30 to 8 p.m. in our USU Extension classroom. And we are going to have a guest come and talk to us about the process of healthy grieving, something that talks not only about grief in death, but also the grief that we experience in other areas of our life. And we'll learn how to process those things in a more healthy way. These workshops are part of our health and wellness series for this year. We're focusing on mental health and the benefits and the things that we can do to improve our mental health, because let's face it, life is pretty stressful. So again, the first in-person workshop is September 13th and 14th, and then we'll also have a virtual book club. We're partnering with Sevier County for this one, and it's all about happiness and what happiness is and how we can find happiness. So that information will be on our website, and also I'll share it with Dave so he has it here.
All right, and then just kind of give us a rundown of some of the other topics that you're going to have in these workshops throughout the year.
Sure. Next month, they'll have a 6-week series on pain management. And then just our local workshops here, we'll have a stress management strategies for the holidays and every day. And that will be in November. And then in January, this is what I'm kind of looking forward to, learn to play the ukulele for stress relief. So we'll have someone come in and teach how to play the ukulele. We'll do yoga for dummies in March, and then we'll finish up in May with baking meditation.
And we were discussing baking before, and the other thing about baking too is baking is it's a science.
It is.
It really is. And you know, my wife, when my wife cooks, it's, you know, we're going to add this, we're going to add that. You can't do that when you bake.
No, you have to be very mindful about what you're doing, and that's where the meditation comes in.
There you have it. All right. So once again, if anybody needs more information, you guys have a great website. What's the website?
Most people find us on Facebook. So if you go to USU Extension Carbon County on Facebook, you will find us there. We're also on Instagram, and you can go to extension.usu.edu/carbon.
And great information all around. Christina Pay, thank you so much for taking out the time and coming in and talking to us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.